B-Team. This is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Today, we're going to talk about how to lose 1,200 points on the Dow. That's right. I'm going to do a last man standing kind of rant show today because it's just ridiculous what those Fed Reserve people are doing. Before we get into my rant on how the Fed is punishing our savings and our 401ks, go over to CrossPolitik, help us, support us, and help yourself get great benefits, get great exclusive content, and a whole bunch of other stuff when you become a member. So go over there and do that. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope at How to Build a Tent. Email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys. I love your feedback. I love your recommendations, your suggestions, and all that good stuff. It's just really great to dialogue with you guys, and it's not just a one-way conversation. So please reach out. Love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi and tell me where you're from or what your profession is or anything like that. Just love to hear from you guys. Don't be a stranger. So if you pay attention at all to the financial news, the Fed has been dropping hints, which is the equivalent of dropping bombs, that they are going to start hiking Fed rates significantly over a period of time. And that has caused the stock market to go into a little tizzy. It's dropped 1,200 points in the last 2 days. With the Fed's hinting at the interest rates going higher, that's probably what's going to happen. It looks like from what people have been talking about, the analysts that I listened to, they're predicting over the next couple months that stocks are just going to be up and down, and it's going to be very a turbulent ride. So personally, I am pretty much out of the stock market. I'm going to be waiting for a little bit until it calms down. I believe the stock market is going to continue to go up because the economy is strong. The fundamentals are pretty good. It is a weird time that we're in. Again, we've talked about it before with all the quantitative easing and all that good stuff. It has put us in a weird time where the recovery from the last recession in 2008 was really slow. Job numbers were lackluster. The average salary of people, the average salary of workers was stagnant. So we're in a weird time, and the Fed has like, over $1 trillion on their balance sheet or something like that. But I want to talk about the Fed today because I've posed a question to myself, and I think it really has sold me on the libertarian idea that we don't need the Fed. A lot of times we talk about how the Fed lowers interest rates and it robs savers of their money because interest rates are lower. People that put money into their savings accounts don't have as high of interest rate to get interest on their savings. And so they're taking away from savers, and they do that purposefully to incentivize the economy to get them to spend more because they believe that when you spend more money, that it will stimulate the economy and things will be better. But I was thinking a lot in the last 2 days looking at the 401ks and the stock market. The opposite is true too. They punish the people that have investments in the 401ks, and in this case, they're punishing the bond market as well because they're selling $50 billion worth of bonds month over month, I think is what I heard the number was. $50 billion of bonds month over month. And they have $1 trillion of bonds on their balance sheet from all the quantitative easing they were doing. That is, they were buying bonds. So they were taking bonds out of the market, putting it on their balance sheet, and in exchange, putting cash into the market. And so they're doing the opposite now that the quantitative easing is done because the economy is healthy. They're putting those bonds back into the market. The problem with that is the bond market is going to get hit significantly because $1 trillion worth of bonds is a big deal. And not only that, the second punch is they're talking about raising rates and continuously, not just one little bump. And they've been hinting at that. So you have this 1-2 punch on the other end too, which is taking a hit to the stock market. Now you can argue that it's been artificially inflated and all these things, but this leads me to my greater point is, why do we have one group of people, one group of economists, whatever you want to say, I'm sure they're really smart, but why do we have one group of people deciding for the whole nation what interest rates are? Which all interest rates are is the price of money. If you think of money as a product, what is the price of that product? That's what interest rates are. Why do they get to decide what it is? And it's very convenient. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh this morning. I listened to him because I'm trying to learn how to speak well and how to articulate myself in an entertaining way. He does a masterful job of that. And he was pointing out today, it seems like whenever the economy starts to get going, what do? They throw out the idea, they pitch the idea that they're going to raise rates, maybe 0.25%, who knows what it is. But they kind of just float the idea, and then all of a sudden everything comes to a screeching halt. Investors panic. People like pump the brakes, like, oh gosh, what is the Fed going to do? And my question is, why do we have that? And I know that puts me kind of on the fringe, the Rand Paul, libertarian, Ron Paul kind of fringe. But seriously, just ask yourself, like, why do we let in a free country, or what the idea of our country is to be free in a free market, the idea of a free market, and granted, we're not in those things. We have a really big federal government, which is separate from the Fed for those new to the financial talk. But we have the Federal Reserve dictating our lives with how much they're deciding we're going to get charged for borrowing money with our businesses, with our to buy a home. Why do they have this power? You know, they were founded 100 years ago by Congress, something like that. Think about how much the world has changed. The world has changed drastically. And all the theories of economics that we have our foundations on, I've probably said this before, was a pre-global economy. We don't live in these isolated countries anymore where you can mess around with the economics, with the fiscal and monetary policies, and just have it impact one country. But there's countries impact other countries, trade in other countries impact other countries. There's so many different things that go into the economy and the health of just the global economy even. It's too complicated for a group of people, no matter how smart they are, to be making decisions for all of us. And I was thinking of this in another way, that some of the smartest people in the world are managing portfolios in New York, some in Chicago, I guess. And a lot of them can't beat the market indexes, which means is they can't outsmart the market most of the time in the long run. Now, there's exceptions. There's some people that are really smart that do their due diligence and they can beat the market. There's some portfolios, some ETFs, some mutual funds that do a really great job. But for a majority of people, they can't outpace the market. They can't beat the market in returns. And if those are the smartest people in the world, granted, Federal Reserve is smart too, but they're not going to be any more accurate than the people on Wall Street. And yet, unlike the people in Wall Street, to a large degree, the Federal Reserve dictates our life. It dictates our savings. It dictates our retirements and our investments, 401k. It dictates the bond market, which is huge. If you have a pension, if you've been working through the state government or any other pension funds, a lot of your money is in bonds. And what's going to happen to your pension funds when the Fed continues to sell off their $1 trillion in balance sheet is those pension funds are going to be underfunded and you're going to run into some issues. Oops, I just hit my computer if you hear that noise. And I find it also convenient, again, that this is happening weeks before the midterm elections. And I know it's kind of, you know, a conspiracy theory or whatever, but I feel like this has happened a few times before. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. But I feel like it's really convenient that the Federal Reserve is leaking this stuff weeks before an election. They have no business doing that. Just like FBI investigations, in theory, I mean, we totally had one botched before, but the rule of thumb with the DOJ, FBI, and things like that, all those investigations that could impact or sway an election get held off till after the election. And then it gets released to the public, what the public needs to know and things like that. At least in theory, that's how it's supposed to work. Who knows with our corrupt FBI. But it should be the same with the Fed. The Fed shouldn't say anything until after the election. Because again, that's just another way that they can control, that they can sway people with their power. We are too prone as humans to give our the power of control of our lives to such a select group of people. We need to fight against that. We need to return to our American roots, because these guys have way too much power. The Dow has dropped 1,200 points, largely because they hinted, they leaked that they're going to be raising rates. And some people are spinning it, saying it's because of the tariffs talk. I don't believe that for one second, because these tariffs talks have been happening for months. Trump was talking about tariffs before he even got elected. The market has had plenty of time to price that stuff into the market, and it looks like we're actually winning all those tariff battles. And so I don't believe, like you might hear some commentators talk about how tariffs are impacting this, and no, I believe that this is majority of the Fed's doing, and I think it's wrong. They can take from us from our savings, they can take from us from our investments and retirement. Why do we have a group of people, of economists, however smart they are, determining for the rest of us, our financial status, our businesses, how much we have to pay for our home loans, for our business loans, and things like that. Now, you may say that there are some key things that they do, and maybe there is, but all that stuff can be put into the Treasury. The Treasury Department can do those things. We don't need this unelected board having all this power. It's ridiculous. So I really appreciated President Trump actually these past 2 days calling them out on it. I mean, you only hear about Rand Paul. I actually tweeted this, and they go, oh, President Trump's got a little Rand Paul in him. And it's true, and it's good. This idea that we can't question the Fed and that the Fed knows all and they're right is ridiculous. They're mostly wrong, and they screw things up a lot of times if you look back into history. And it impacts our business, it impacts our personal finances, and it's time that we stand up. I feel like we have this momentum with Trump to do things differently, to shake up the status quo. And that's why I think even this election with the midterms coming up is such a big deal, because we can continue this momentum, continue this Trump train, quote unquote, to start changing things and to implement conservative ideas, not with just with judges, not with laws, not just with regulations, but maybe we can start tackling this gigantic Fed issue that we have. And we could take away the Fed's power, at least to a lot of an extent, and let the free market decide things. Let the American people and their commerce and how they buy and sell determine prices, even the price of money. I know that's scary, but I think a lot of it is just in our heads. We love the idea of having big government take care of us. We love the idea of somebody watching over us that we can pass the buck and pass the blame to. But I promise you that we can live as free people successfully, and we can be blessed. That is how our nation was started, and that is how we are continue to be great, is when we take accountability and responsibility for ourselves and don't lean on the nanny state. We don't lean on anyone else, but we do the due diligence. We're faithful. We do what God asks us to do. All right. We will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. I'll be praying for you guys. Please share the show with a friend that you would think would be interested. Maybe my rants, maybe some past episodes about business and careers. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.